Hello, Sangha News listeners. This is Linda Spink, IMS's Executive Director. Today I have the privilege of speaking with Larry Yang, who is not only a teacher at IMS and Spirit Rock Meditation Center, but a core teacher at the East Bay Meditation Center in Oakland and the guiding teacher at the Insight Community of the Desert in Palm Springs. Clearly someone who is very busy in the service of the Dharma. Larry, I really appreciate you taking time and spending it with us to talk about forgiveness. Recently, I heard a talk you gave on forgiveness, and I loved the way you framed it as a practice. I'd like to start by understanding why you feel forgiveness is so important on the path to freedom and to liberation.
Linda, thank you so much for having me both with this interview, but also hosting the Forgiveness Weekend at IMS recently, and it's been a beautiful unfolding of the practice in the retreat setting as well. So it's interesting to me because forgiveness is actually interwoven and connected with all faith traditions that I'm aware of. And that really speaks to how it's deeply embedded in our human experience and this teaching that we have in the Dharma of interconnectedness. It allows us to be more and more available for the present moment and letting go of past attachments to regrets or injuries. And it is a part of the healing process for our own psyches and is so indispensably woven into our capacity for compassion for ourselves as well as others. You know, one of our markers for freedom is the absence of greed, hatred, and delusion. And forgiveness really assuages the clinging of self-righteousness and the attachment to pain in order to create a deeper sense of letting go. And in its kindness to ourselves and others, it provides a kind of antidote to the hatred and nurturance of loving kindness. And it has the clarity and wisdom that we are interconnected in this humanity, regardless of the experiences that might injure us. So this all cuts through that delusion of being separate from others, and also in ways that we hold ourselves separately from ourselves.
Can you tell us a bit more about how forgiveness can release the patterns of our suffering?
It invites us and allows us to work to release these difficult emotions and mind states, such as worry and regret, remorse, the different range of feelings of anger or irritation, even the intensity of depression or rage. And what is also really supportive for us to know is that empirically, it really is a health and wellness practice. Many studies have shown that nursing a grudge and holding prolonged anger can spike one's heart rate, lower one's immune response, and floods the brain with these neurotransmitters that actually impede our thought process and increases depression, so that in the practice of forgiveness, we are actually increasing our health. And many of these studies show improvements in even the basic cardiovascular, muscular, and nervous systems that we have. So there's a way in which we're supporting our physical, psychological, emotional, and spiritual health.
Larry, some of our listeners may not be familiar with forgiveness as a practice. I'd love it if you could explain the key elements of the forgiveness practice.
I love the directions of forgiveness practice. And often the forgiveness practice has been offered in three directions. I've actually added a fourth to my practice that I begin to offer in my teachings. So for the forgiveness practice, not unlike the loving kindness or metta practice, we first turn this energy of forgiveness in the direction of ourself. So the first direction is forgiving ourself in ways that we have harmed ourselves. The second direction is asking for forgiveness from others for how we may have harmed them. The third direction is offering that energy of forgiveness to others who have harmed us in our lives, and expanding this energy of kindness of forgiveness. And in the fourth direction, which is really about allowing the difficulties and pain of the First Noble Truth, which is one of the primary teachings of the Buddha, that in this life there is suffering, not just this understanding of the teaching, but a felt sense and allowing the possibility fully of the First Noble Truth in our lives. The first direction of the forgiveness practice is to turn the energy towards ourselves and forgiving ourselves for the ways that we may have caused harm to ourselves. And we all have done that in our lives. We all have judged ourselves or blamed ourselves or second-guessed our inherent worthiness. And so just being kind to our own experience and allowing ourselves to make mistakes, as well as learning from our mistakes, because we actually don't learn from the things that we already know. So that the mistakes really serve a beautiful purpose in our growth. Turning that energy of the heart towards the second direction, because we know the experience of having harmed ourselves or the experience of injury, we ask for forgiveness from others whom we might have harmed. Because we are interconnected and we know that feeling of our boundaries crossed or injuries made. And it is a connection between, in our awareness practice, between the teaching of intention, which is so critical in our practice, and the awareness of our impact in the world, the impact of our actions. And so this continuity of practice between intention and impact, and being able to turn our kindness towards impacts that actually have hurt someone else. And turning the energy of forgiveness in the third direction to forgiving others for injuries and transgressions that have been felt by us. And this is really the invitation to separate the act of harm from the person so that the act of harm doesn't prevent us staying in relationship with this deep humanity that connects us all. And lastly, this fourth direction really allows us to invite forgiveness into the possibility of accepting more fully and forgiving the pain of the First Noble Truth in our lives, that there is suffering in this lifetime. It's not just an understanding, but a felt sense that the First Noble Truth is there. And it also, this fourth direction, begins to expand forgiveness into a wider experience beyond just the personal. We become more and more aware of the cycles of human suffering, and it allows a larger picture to hold the particulars of our own situation and yet maintain that connection to that larger whole, that larger picture.
Thank you, Larry, for talking about the four directions in the forgiveness practice. It seems that the first one is really, the one of forgiving self, is really important as a foundation for some of the others. Would you talk a little bit more about how we could go about that in our practice?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, it's one of the supports of turning that energy of forgiveness and kindness to ourselves, which sometimes we resist because the self-judgmental mind is so deeply embedded in our culture, and all the messages can tell us how inadequate we are or how insufficient our resources are or how we are not enough in this lifetime. And one of the supports of turning forgiveness to yourself is to really recognize one's own merit, to recognize one's own sense of goodness in this life, that all of us, regardless of the mistakes that we've made or the things that we haven't been able to achieve, all of us have done also good things in our life that we've contributed to, that we've been kind, that not just to others, but also to ourselves, we've taken care of. We've actually lived into that space of our highest intentions. Maybe not all the time, but to remember, and this is again the practice of mindfulness, to remember when we have been connected to those experiences and those moments, and to recognize that regardless of where we have yet to grow, we are so inherently worthy of this life, that we belong in this world and this life that Buddha has said is so precious and it's so rare to be born as a human being. And he didn't say that, you know, one kind of human being is better, is more precious than another human being. He said that all human beings are precious in this life. And so that begins that sense of abundance, that sense of absolute belonging in this world allows us to live through our mistakes with grace. And that grace is the kindness. That grace incorporates the forgiveness that we learn from our mistakes, and that we can be grateful for both the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows of this life.
Thank you for connecting us to that sense of abundance and showing us how forgiveness really is about us being able to see our connectedness and interconnectedness with others. I really appreciate you spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a beautiful experience to be here.